Rice, wheat, and cattle producers are among those who stand to benefit from normalized trade with Cuba. In testimony before the Senate Agriculture Committee this week, Terry Harris with Riceland Foods says rice farmers would see almost immediate benefits.
With the lifting of the embargo and the restoration of trade and travel with Cuba, we estimate that the U.S. could gain 20 to 30% of the Cuban rice business within 2 years, or an estimated 90 to 135,000 metric tons of new demand for U.S. rice farmers based on USDA's estimate of Cuba's annual import needs. We would anticipate the U.S. share of this market would exceed 50% within 5 years and could reach as high as 75% or more within 10 years.
Kansas wheat grower Doug Kiesling recently returned from a trade mission to Cuba.
From what I could see, there was a lot of potential in Cuba, potential in its own ag sector and potential as a market for U.S. ag exports. As a Kansas wheat farmer, that potential was obvious every time a meal included bread. Cubans eat a lot of it, and they're the largest wheat importer in the Caribbean, to the tune of nearly 30 million bushels per year. That'd be over 10% of all the wheat grown in Kansas going to this one island just a couple days' sail from the U.S. ports.
Minnesota cattle producer Ralph Kaler has led more than 10 trade missions to Cuba since 2002.
These missions have included producers from over seven states in a bipartisan mix of state lawmakers and officials. To date, some of the most successful exports to Cuba that we initiated include the shipments of the first livestock, the first dried distillers' grains, the first letter of intent for powdered milk, the first animal milk replacer, and the first texturized calf feed, which was made by a local farmer-owned co-op.
And USDA Undersecretary Michael Skuse says Cuban consumers would also benefit from normalized trade with the United States.
If you look at just the cost in transportation, rice coming from Vietnam, and you look at the cost of that, corn coming from Argentina, wheat coming from the European Union, we have a tremendous advantage in logistics and being able to supply them top quality products at what I would believe would be a more reasonable price than what they're currently paying for products shipping from those countries all over the world. So I think that there would be an immediate benefit.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.